The Defense Committee for Officers were accused of killing peaceful protesters during the 2011 popular uprising against former Tunisian dictator welcomed the court's release of defendants. In an unprecedented act of provocation, policemen declared that killing people 3 years ago was an act of duty.
Who had expected that what happened between December 17th and January 14th was a revolution? It only became a revolution when former president fled the country. Therefore, we reject the revolutionary discourse because policemen defended state institutions when they fired on protesters.
In reaction to the declarations made by officers, 12 relatives of the revolution martyrs and wounded are on hunger strike at the office of the National Coordination Committee for Transitional Justice to denounce what they describe as the complicity between the former regime and the military court.
After 3 years of patience, protests, slogans and injustice, the military court proved our suspensions by closing the file of the revolution.
We are on hunger strike until justice is given. Otherwise, we will escalate our protest movement in all regions.
The announcements made by representatives of security forces angered Tunisia's labor union leaders, who announced the support of the powerful 600,000 workforce to any escalation in the country.
The speech of former regime figures encourages impunity. It is the second assassination of the revolution martyrs. The demands of families are legitimate, and the labor union will support their cause until truth is revealed about those responsible for the violence and killings.
Since their release from prison 2 weeks ago, the remnants of the former regime still remain defiant as they refuse to apologize for their crimes. Politicians and activists are demanding justice and have threatened to hold nationwide protest rallies. Adnan Shawishi, Press TV, Tunis.